You probably know you need life insurance, but you worry you'll have to deal with long applications, expensive premiums, and medical exams. Introducing EthosLife.com. With EthosLife, you can apply in minutes, 100% online. Ethos offers affordable life insurance policies from top-rated carriers with no medical exam. Now you can sleep easy at night knowing your family's financial future is protected. Visit EthosLife.com and get your free life insurance quote today. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in California as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states and prices subject to underwriting and certain health questions.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Whenever you tell someone that you have quit your job, the immediate question in most cases is, where are you going? Well, it is not exactly good manners to ask, but that doesn't really stop people, does it? The general assumption The general belief is that quitting a job without another opportunity in hand is a bad move. For many reasons. Chiefly that the job market has been particularly bad ever since millennials started working. I'm talking 2007-2008, when the recession happened. But imagine quitting your job now, in this pandemic, when every other day a report comes out saying there are record unemployment numbers and slow business recovery. Despite working long hours with salary cuts, people continue to work because they have rents to pay, EMIs and families to take care of. But then there are some people who don't want to be stuck in the hamster wheel anymore, even if it means more uncertainty in these uncertain times. They no longer want to justify their productivity and dedication to their work while working remotely. When I spoke with the people who've quit their jobs, I got a sense that they want to tell the world that quitting does not mean that you are weak. It means that you've put your foot down if something is not working out, if something is affecting your mental, physical, and emotional health. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the second season of The Millennial Mind. Since April, Madan Rana, who's 38, was getting ₹12,000 a month as salary. It was an 80% reduction. His employer, an IT company, said the cut was a result of a drop in business because of COVID-19. Madan used to live on rent in a North Delhi apartment with his daughter and wife. 2 weeks ago, he quit his job of 9 years and moved back to his family home in Himachal Pradesh. I couldn't get his audio clip because of connectivity issues, but during our conversation 3 weeks ago, he told me that he had never felt so helpless in his life. Madan understands that businesses across the world have been hit very badly, but it was getting near impossible for him to survive on such a small salary. This is what he exactly told me. "You can't make me work 12 hours a day and pay me so little. What about my family, my self-respect?" That same week, I spoke with Neha. She's 29 and a PR consultant in Mumbai. Just a day before, she had got on a con call with her supervisor and HR manager to inform them about her decision to quit after working there for 2 years.
"To be honest, it wasn't an easy one to make because I love what I do, but since the start of the lockdown, there has been a constant pressure to show proof of productivity. They even started sending me emails saying my productivity was going down, but didn't have any explanation for what I was failing to achieve."
Like Madan, Neha also realizes that companies are going through a tough time and believes that getting back on track requires team effort.
I've been working on a 50% salary cut. I want to contribute to building the company, but if there's no feedback or transparency in communication, I mean, what do you do? It was taking a toll on my health."
Now she's actively looking for a job. The mental toll of long working hours and blurring of boundaries between professional and personal lives in today's virtual office has become a common topic of conversation, despite there being no concrete data on the subject yet. I asked Kanika Agarwal, founder of mental health platform MindPeers, if she had any insights on this growing epidemic of stress. In a span of 3 months, she's seen a twofold rise in people coming forward with mental health issues. Of the 1,500 people who seek counseling at MindPeers today, 57% have stress related to work and career. and most of these cases belong to the millennial and the post-millennial cohorts. Kanika said the reason for this is that both these generations are much more aware of their feelings and likes and dislikes. There is another aspect to this. For millennials, work culture is extremely important. They see their work more than just work, as Dishan Kamdar explained to me. Dishan is the Vice Chancellor of Flame University in Pune and Professor of Organizational Behavior.
You see, work is not a transactional affair. When employees are asked about their productivity log, it makes them feel like a commodity, and this affects the trust they think they have established with the company. Let's not forget that millennials want to contribute in building the company as much as the employers.
Basically, millennials want an honest relationship with the workplace.
That's why they expect the bosses to be transparent and honest in their communication. And there's nothing wrong in it.
While there are no official numbers on how many people have quit because of work-related stress or remote working pressure during lockdown, HR consultant and career coach Anjali Desai puts the figure at 0.1%. Since work shifted to home, Anjali has been telling her clients about the importance of giving feedback to employees, especially in the virtual workspace.
For some reason, managers and supervisors are not open to the idea of feedback. In a work-from-home situation, you have to take that extra minute to talk to your employee about their performance, especially when so many are alone at home.
This is especially concerning because millennials like constant validation.
Millennials are achievement-oriented and need constant validation and a sense of feeling included. And that's why feedback is so essential.
The absence of communication from her supervisors during the lockdown was the reason Rashmi, who is 30 and lives in a rented apartment, resigned from her consultant position at a Delhi nonprofit after working there for over a year.
The gaslighting, silent treatment, no feedbacks related to work, and pressure of work from home. I was always thinking about work, submissions and meetings, which was creating a labyrinth of uncertainty and anxiousness. It was all getting too much, so much so that I wasn't eating properly and wasn't sleeping well.
She now spends most of her time looking for jobs online.
I'm aware that the job market during the COVID times is concerning and I have limited savings, but I had to take this decision. Because you need mentors and leaders who give you wings to grow and doesn't throttle your opinion, ideas and self-esteem.
Despite the uncertainty about the future, I believe there's a silver lining. Sometimes it takes a crisis to make us reassess our life choices and realize what our true priorities and real strengths are. Like Madan told me that he's now finally starting to work on his travel startup he always dreamt of. Maybe it'll be a unicorn one day, maybe it won't work out, but at least he won't have the regret that he didn't take a chance.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.